Welcome back to Daf in Depth. Shabbos Daf Chav Ches. The Gemara Amud Beis brings the Brisa of Rav Yosef that was quoted on Amud Aleph. And Rav Yosef said, "Lo hukshuru b'melecha shamayim ela or behema tahira bolvar." The only type of or that I'm allowed to use for melecha shamayim is the or of a behema tahira. The Gemara says, "Lamai hilchasa." Why is Rav Yosef teaching us? What is he teaching us with this Brisa? So the Gemara says, "Latfilin." Perhaps he's teaching me that I have to write my tefillin on or behema tahira. The Gemara says, "Tefillin behediksev bahu lamantir daris Hashem beficha min amuta beficha." I have a pasuk that teaches me that I could only write tefillin on something which you're allowed to eat. So that teaches me already that the only thing I could use is the or of a behema tahira, not the or of a behema tumeya. So what's Rav Yosef's brisa teaching me? Elo lo iron. Perhaps it's teaching me that the batim have to be made out of or behema tahira. That the Gemara asks, Omar Abaya, Shin Shel Tefillin, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. The Shin of Tefillin is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Therefore what? Rashi explains, since the Shin is part of the Oisius of Shin Dalad Yur of Shakai, which make up the Shin on the Bayis of the Shal Rosh, together with the Dalad and the Yur, that are part of the Ritzuis, that makes up the Shem Hashem. And Rashi says, since the Ois of Hashem is written in the folds of the Batim, Mutter Beficha Be'inon, on the Kronofik, I could still learn it out from the previous pasuk of Laman Tiyateres Hashem Beficha Benamoto Beficha. So the Gemara says maybe it's teaching me Lekarchan Besairon Ultarfan Megiddin. Perhaps it's coming to teach me that I have to wrap the Parshias with the Sar of a Behema Tohira, or have to be Teufer with the Giddin of a Behema Tohira. The Gemara asks on that as well, and the Gemara says Elul Ritzuis, that even though Ritzuis also has Halach L'Moshe Misinai. But Gemara says that that's only to teach me that I have to be black. But to tell me that I have to use Or Behema Tohira, that is where I need the Brisa of Rav Yosef that says, Lehukshuru, the Melecha Shamayim, Ella, Or Behema Tohira Bilvar. Now, the Gemara in Menachas Daf Lamed Hei says, Kesha Shel Tfilin, Halach L'Moshe Misinai. The Kesha of Tfilin is Halach L'Moshe Misinai. And if you look on Rashi there, Rashi says, the Halachahi, Shah Kesha Yiya Kamay Dalit. The Halacha L'Moshe Misinai teaches me that the Kesher has to be just like a Dalet. And the Rambam says that as well. If you look in Tosfos over there, Tosfos asks on that Rashi from our Gemara. Why? Our Gemara says that the Brisa of Rav Yosef of Lehukshuru B'Melecha Shamayim Ela Or Behema Tera Bulvad is coming to teach me that the Ritzuis have to be made from Or Behema Tera. So Tosfos asks that if the Kesher that has the Dalet is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, why is it any different than that which the Gemara said, that the reason why I don't need the Brisa of Rav Yosef to teach me that the Batim have to be from Or Behema Tohira is because the Shin of the Tefillin are Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And Rashi explains that since the Shin of Tefillin are Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, it's all part of the Shem Hashem, the Shem Shakai. And since it's part of the Shem Shakai, it goes into the Pasuk of Mutar Beficha. So Tosfos asks, just like the Shin of Tefillin doesn't need the Brisa of Rav Yosef, the Dalet of the Ritzuis shouldn't either need the Brisa of Rav Yosef. Just like the Shin of Tefillin, which is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, and it's part of the Shem Hashem, goes into L'man Tiyat Eres Hashem Beficha and doesn't need the Brisa of Rav Yosef, why is the Dalet any different? That's what Tosfos asks in Masechtas Menachos. If you look in the Brisker Rav attempts to answer Tosfos' question on Rashi. And he brings a Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchas Tefillin Halacha Aleph says, Shmoina halachos yesh b'maisa tefillin kulon halacha l'moshe misinai. And he says, the Rambam says, v'shiyiyah ha-kesher shalahen kesher yodua k'tzuras dalet. The kesher yodua should be made like the tzura of a dalet. And he wants to medayik in the lashon of the Rambam that the Rambam says that the dalet of tefillin halacha l'moshe misinai doesn't mean that the halacha is that the ois dalet in the ritzua and the ois dalet that you make the kesher out of is halacha l'moshe misinai. Rather, the tzura has to be a dalet and can't be any other tzura. The shiyah ha-kesher shalahen kesher yodua ketzuras dalet. So that's the halacha l'moshe misinai. Nothing to do with the ois. It's just how it has to look. The tzura ba'alma. And he says, if that's true, then it's different than the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai of the Shin. Because by the Shin, the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is that it has to be written on the Batim, the Tzura of a Shin, miyamin u'mismoil, on both sides of the of the bayis, v'yachol aleihem teres ksav, and it has to have a teres ksav. But l'gabe the dalet, it doesn't say that the dalet has to have a teres ksav on it or a shem ois. Just that the tzura has to be a dalet. The teres kesher has to be a tzura's dalet. Now this pesuk rav is found in Hilchas Tefillin Perek Gimel Halacha Tezayin, but then he says that from Rashi and Menachis, it's mavur that Rashi held that the dalet and the yur have to be oisias kemuris, and not just that the tzura of the dalet is going to be in the kesher, but rather there has to be a teres ksav and a teres ois on the dalet itself. Now, if you want to see a chiddush of a teretz to this question, take a look in the Ursa Meach, Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph of Hilchis Tefillin. Have a wonderful day.